Blog Talk Radio.
Artist Connection. Perk your ears up, cause it's going down. The Artist Connection, the hottest and coolest show in town. You came to the right place, cause on every episode they play songs from up and coming artists across the globe. The hottest in news, gossip, and current events. So just sit back, relax, don't need to be tense. They're here to tell your story, ain't trying to steal your glory. No matter the category, just let it dispense. From Blues to Prince, Tasha and Tammy, exquisite. So visit the airwaves they inhabit. To this will be tragic. So yeah, dismiss the show, cause that it fact that they have it. Two sisters whip like a rabbit, lifting your soul to heaven's Woo! Attic. I know you're gonna be healed by all the magic revealed. So crystal clear and surreal, and no static. So yo, I'm glad you made the selection. We'd like to welcome you to the Artist Connection. Here we go. All up in your area, we all in your section. Tasha and Tammy, be the radio's best friend. Coming to you live, got no vibe. Just wanna say, welcome to the Artist Connection. All up in your area, we all in your section. Tasha and Tammy, be the radio's best friend. Coming to you live, international vibe. Here we go.
Welcome to This and That with my co-host Tasha and myself. We are back, listeners, with some spanking new topics and a special artist highlight tonight. How are you, partner, and are you ready to rock and roll?
You know I'm always ready to rock and roll, so let's
I'm
go.
Rolling.
I'm always ready.
Okay, let's get started. I'm good. I'm just, ready for our weekly post in, you know, entertainment for the listeners.
That's right. Well, I'm going to kick it off with my hot topics. And I got some good tea for y'all tonight. Let me just tell y'all, it's some stuff going on. It's funny, when you start doing this or you're looking at celebrity gossip, so much world stuff happens. And you just be like, ooh, let me just... Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, just give me a little fun, a little laughter. So that's what we try to do here. We try to give you a little bit of entertainment. Take your mind off the craziness. So I'm just going to hop in to the, I don't know if you guys remember Janet, well, who doesn't remember her? Janet Hubert. She was the original Aunt Viv from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's bad, but, you know, the dark skin, the dark skin mother. Mm-hmm. That's how most people be like, oh yeah, okay. The original Aunt Viv. She, if you guys have been following her for the past 20 years, I guess, since the show ended, I don't know when the show ended, but when she was removed from the show, there's all kind of speculations around that. So that's not what this exactly is about, but basically she's been bitter and she really does not like Will Smith. But she also does not like Alfonso Ribeiro, who was photographed recently doing a Prince reunion photo. Did you happen to see that on Facebook, partner?
I sure did not. No,
you did that. Yeah,
did
he posted it. Yeah, he posted it with Hillary and that's not her name, but you know Hillary and Tatiana Ali. Will Smith is in it, and it's just a really really good picture, and it just made us be like, oh, can we get like a reunion show, a little special like they did for Will and Grace? But no, that's not what he was doing. He was just trying to just say, hey, we still kick it, we still hang out. They all had lunch, and it was really great. Minus of course Uncle Phil, who passed away. Well, after it was over, Janet Hubert had this to say, and I was really taken aback for a minute, but then I remembered it's her. She always spits this kind of stuff. So she said, she basically said, seeing the Fresh Prince reunion post photo, that ass wipe for Will, Alfonso Ribeiro. Mm-hmm. She called him ass wipe for Will. She also called him a media hoe. And she said that seeing this reunion is making her want to reach out to Hollywood producers and TV people so that she could produce her memoirs that are going to be called Perfection Is Not a Sitcom Mom.
Mm-hmm.
It's just bitterness. Like, I don't know the details. I don't know if she has merit to feel the way she feels. But I've heard her talk about her experiences a little bit on the show. She had a lot to say when Jada Pinkett a couple of years ago was talking about, was it last year or a couple of years ago, when she was talking about everybody should boycott the Grammys towards Will Smith. Just look at her reaction to that. She really, really has some deep-seated issues with Will Smith. And to me, this is just not a good look. This is why she's still stuck in that era, is because you have to move on. You have to find a way. It's not about Will Smith. It's not about that. It's about her and where her heart and her her energy that she's given to this. And I just feel like it's really negative. So that's my personal opinion. Guys,
can I
tell
ask
me
a
what
question?
Y'all think. Sure. I'll wait.
Well, because I wasn't up to date with that, but I do remember that whole Jada Pinkett Smith attack that she posted, because I've seen it on Facebook. But it makes you wonder, right, sometimes what goes on, like what went on behind the stage. I don't know the details, but I do agree with you. This to me, it sounds very, very hateful, bitter. And, I mean, I hated for her. I really loved her on the show. I really did.
Right.
When she was on the show. So it really kind of, it makes you question a lot of other things that may be going on with her, you know, within herself, to hold on that long. To hold on that long and still comes back out. So what was it? Like, you know?
Exactly.
That's what
makes
me wonder.
Right, and that's the thing. And I know at the time when she was actually vocal and speaking about it, she could say very little because of the fact that there's so many gag orders that were issued. Now maybe that time has passed. Maybe she can go ahead and get this memoir up, and you know, and we can see, like, girl, what is it? Because I want to know. You know what I mean? Because I've heard some drama with when it comes to groups. Y'all know I'm an unsung junkie. If you want to know about some past drama, watch Unsung, okay, on TV1.
Right.
They have, they got all the tea. But, you know, I've heard about some disturbing stories, and I just want to know what happened. That's where I'm at. I want to see what's up. But, you know, like I said, it's not even about, it's not about Will Smith, and it's not about her necessarily, you know, just being a hater or whatever the case may be. She may have genuine feelings to feel the way she ever, she needs to find ways to process, to deal, and then to heal. So, because you can feel a certain way about things without it consuming you. And I just feel like she's consumed. That's my own opinion.
I think she needs to let go and just move on. Let go and move on.
Right. Don't hold that stuff, guys. That gets all in your soul and stuff. Don't do that. All right, we're gonna move it right on along. I have to tell you guys, so Kris Jenner, 61, is dating Corey Gamble, who is 36, and there was a big rumor going around that they had broke up. Okay, now let me just tell y'all that I'll ask partner in a minute, but I'll tell you guys, I am very much pro date who you love. Period. Ageless.
Right.
Well, you know, I mean, keep it legal. Don't go, you know, too far. But you know, I'm all for that. But if she's happy, that's all that matters. And, not our relationship. But there were rumors that she was breaking up with him, or they were breaking up, so that she could focus on her family and the show. Kris Jenner is not at an age, to me, where she would need to focus on her family like that. You know what I mean? Like, her kids are very much grown and on their own. So I don't see it being a healthy relationship being an issue with her relationship at all, you know, or affecting her in any type of way as far as her relationship with her kids. So this, of course, was disputed. They're saying this, you know, no truth to it. And that's good to know, because I was like, okay, that's something you hear from, like, a young woman who has, like, little kids. You know, I need to focus on my family, or, you know what I mean?
But you know, with her, it's more than just focusing on her family. She managed him. I mean, she got a huge job and
Her career.
I wonder, and then I also wonder if that's a bailout excuse, because, as you said, when you really love someone,
so young,
all of that should be should be calculated in. Now, I'm sure she has a lot. I mean, she does everything.
She does everything,
and what she does is a lot. You know, I'm not like a Kardashian fan, but much respect to the things that she does. I know people call up, you know, she's pimping her kids and stuff like that, which I disagree.
Right.
I disagree. But everybody has an opinion.
Too.
She's
and we've talked
a busy woman.
Before.
She is busier than some of these young people out there, and I'm thinking she might just not want to be in a relationship with him if that's okay. I think mm-hmm. it was him. It was really true.
Right, right. And mm-hmm. they're saying that there's no, you know, no truth to it. They're saying that they were still spotted out together and things like that. So it's saying that it's not true. And the thing about it is, Chris, and that's one thing about, you know, women out there, which is going to bring me to a little sidetrack. I just want to tell you guys something. I'm not a Wendy Williams fan. I'm not at all, okay? Well, let me not say that. I do enjoy her show from time to time, and I do watch. I have a love-hate with Wendy. Never hate, I don't want to say that, but dislike, okay, with her. Love, right. dislike, right? But I love the advice that she gives women about taking care of themselves financially. She gives some really mm-hmm. solid financial common sense advice, y'all. Whether you're married, single, whatever, she gives some really, really, really good business advice. And one of the things she always says, a person, be it man, woman, whatever, you have to make sure that your finances and everything is okay. Because, Chris, this man could leave, go wherever, whatever. She is okay. You see what I'm saying? She's financially
oh, yeah.
set. She's not depending on anything. If anything, she got to worry about people, you know, mooching off her. But, yeah.
Exactly, but, exactly.
So,
and also about Wendy, so I mean, I'm not a fan either, but at the same time, mm-hmm. a Wendy would not survive if those celebrities wouldn't spill the tea. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
she doesn't just make up stuff. I mean, whatever she mm-hmm. talked about is all accurate. I mean, it's there.
It sure
I mean,
is.
The rumors are there, and, hey, she's mm-hmm. just reporting them. Really, that's what she does. Yeah, sometimes,
that's what
you know,
she
puts her little opinions in it that people may not like, but it is
Third
what it is.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing what 1,000 others are doing, too. And, hey, like
that's
it or
right.
not, if you're a celeb and you live a life in public, then you may end up at the Wendy Williams show. That's just how it is.
That's
you
right.
Know?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Eat it up. Eat it up. So I also said at the beginning of my intro that we're going to do a artist highlight. And you are already familiar with who we're going to highlight tonight, and it's no other than Zoe Olenzo Cross, a.k.a. Zoe. He has a new single
Yay.
That we will play at the end of the show. We will play the entire song, new song called I Think I Love Her. I personally love the whole jazz feeling in the song, and it's kind of, he's doing like poetry over it in a sense. And I'll let you listen to it later. It's dope. And you can also, I have the link built in our show window. If you listen, you can go down, copy and paste it, of his Facebook fan page. Zoe has a Facebook music fan page, yeah. And I think he got the link on there where you can click on and purchase the song, if I'm correct. Yeah, and he's also working on his website, so all that stuff going to be up pretty, pretty soon. And I also have a nice remedy today, and it's from Dr. Oz, called Slimming Fat Flush, Water for Weight Loss. And it's a very simple trick, and partner, I'm going to try it this weekend. I'm going to try it this weekend because it's flushing and I have to pee all day, so I'm going to do it this weekend.
Right.
Do you chop up?
Okay.
Yeah. Write it down if you're near. And you're,
I got
write
pen,
it down.
I'm ready.
Make yourself a note. Okay, chop up some cucumbers. Cucumbers will decrease bloating and water retention. Add a tangerine, stabilizes your insulin levels, and stimulates fat burn. Chop up a grapefruit, which is loaded with vitamin C, as we all know, and turns fat into fuel. Take a pitcher, add filtered water, add a peppermint leaf to promote better digestion, and peppermint also calms your stomach. And I would say, you know, not a lot of people just want to go out and buy peppermint leaves. I want to say a peppermint tea bag probably will do it too. Refrigerate for
right.
an hour and enjoy. And, yeah, drink it throughout the day. And be prepared to pee. And if you do it, if you use it, leave your comments. Come on our side and tell us what you think. And I definitely will try it. I'm going to get a pee myself
right.
this weekend, and I will post about it, and I will let you know in the next show if it did something for me. I mean, all of those things are natural, and they all, I mean, they promote flushing from the cucumber
flushing.
To the, you know,
uh-huh.
grapefruit especially. So I think yeah. I'm very hopeful. I can't wait.
Right. I know I need to. Can you say the ingredients just one more time? Because I wrote cucumbers, grapefruit, and peppermint leaves. Anything else?
Yes. You chop up your cucumbers. You add mm-hmm. tangerine. You chop up a
tangerine.
Grapefruit.
Okay.
A tangerine. Uh-huh. A tangerine. The grapefruit. Put it in a pitcher with filtered water. Add a peppermint mm-hmm. leaf and refrigerate. And there go your Dr. Oz Slimming Fat Flush water for weight loss.
Oh,
it's all over the internet.
We're gonna be cute for the summer.
It's all over the internet. You can also find the recipe and the video on my Pinterest. If you go to Tamalisa Carmen on my Pinterest, I have so many different pins and albums there. I call them my albums, my pin albums. And just go to the home remedy one, and you can find, oh, I got tons of remedies on there, and that's one of them. And actually, if you click on that one, it'll play the video even to show you how to make it. And I can't wait. I'm telling you, I'm going to do it this Saturday.
Nice. Right. That's awesome. You guys definitely make sure you check out partners Pinterest and also our Artist Connection page, fan page on Facebook, all her remedies she posts in there. Follow, support.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So what's next? Okay, next. We came up with a thing that we call the co-host question. So what we'll do during our show, I will ask my co-host a question that she has no idea about. I'm going to surprise her. She's going to do the same to me. So I'm going to start asking her the question. And my question to you, partner, is, if you was an actress, who would your dream collab actor / actress be, and what role would you see yourself playing?
Okay. I'm an actor. Okay.
I'm thinking.
I'm an actress, okay? So I'm thinking of all the actresses and who I would like to collab with. Personally, I would love to do a show with Hill Harper. I respect him a lot. He's so smart, and he does so many great things. And I would like to do an old time show or TV, you know, kind of like underground, but not really when we were like not that bad, you know what I mean? Like maybe like
right
out of that era, you know, when we were basically, you know, trying to figure things out after slavery, not, you know, but yeah, I really like those type of, yeah, the Color Purple era, you know, their Eyes of Worship, Watching God era, somewhere like that. That's what I would like to be. Mm-hmm. Something like that. And, you know, a love story. Yeah. I want a love story. Yeah.
So you would want a love story in the Color Purple era.
And Hill Harper.
And Hill Harper, and he would be your lover.
Oh, you know what? I didn't see him that way as a lover. I'd rather have Michael Ealy. Yes, Michael Ealy.
Ooh.
But I think Hill Harper would be great as some sort of leader for the community or something. You know, like build our own community and have, you know.
Right.
Yeah, because that's what we did, guys. You know, that's what we did back then. You know, we were figuring things out and we were working together, and that's, I like that. So I'll probably
nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that answer. I'm picturing you
gosh.
Now in this whole movie and era with the dresses. Yeah. And
I know. I would love that. I would love that. I would lose weight and everything for it, just so I'd be cute. Now that you're
or
not
be like
cute,
Oprah. Be like Oprah. She had to gain weight to get the role.
Well, I don't want to play Miss Sophia, you know. I mean, unless I play like a sexy Sophia, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, unless like that, but I, no. But, you know, she was mean. Sophia was no joke.
Yeah, she was no joke. Do not play with no Sophia.
And don't ask her to be your maid, okay? Yeah,
oh, God. You as a heifer.
Well, I'm going to get into your question because, of course, you asked me mine. For your question, what is the best advice that you have gotten and that you would give to artists?
Oh, for artists?
Yes, for artists.
Okay. I didn't see that coming.
I know. I had to throw it.
Oh, right. It's a twist in the question. Okay.
It's a
so
twist, yeah.
The best advice I would give is actually two answers.
Yes.
Okay. Number one, promote. Promote. Social media is so great these days, especially for artists. Promote. Mm-hmm. Have your website. Websites are free these days. Have your links up everywhere. Link all of your pages to the next page and so forth. Link it to Twitter. Link it to Instagram. Have a website. Promote, promote, promote. If you have to share 50,000 times a day, do that. Go out and share and just be very, very present, like, on social media. To me, that is, like, a very, very important thing as an artist. We're talking about artists now, like a singer or something, right?
Right.
Well, even for an author. I mean, it's the same goes for me. I mean, I promote like crazy, too. The second thing is you have to remember that not everybody is going to just love what you do. So you have to be really
right.
secure in what you do, and you have to stand up for yourself. And just know that critics are going to be there. So try, if you can, ignore that part. Focus on the positive.
Mm.
Focus on the positive messages and comments. Don't let that, like, hold you back, bring you down, or make itself doubt you, ever. You have to know who you are when you get into this business, because you will have people that criticize you. I have so many people criticizing me, trust me.
I was like,
when I published my book, Between Two Races. Well, because it's so,
right.
Well, Between Two Races, more so than my poetry stuff, because Between Two Races is very controversial. I mean, it's about race. Simple as that. And so I've had a lot of critics, and I've had a lot of people who kind of, like, raise their eyebrows and, you couldn't have had it so bad and what you're talking about. Well, you don't even look black. Like, what do you know about? You
oh
know,
my
so,
God.
I mean, I've had a lot of, yeah. And, you know, and especially
thing.
In, yeah, some
people
came from people that knew me from childhood that would say stuff like, you didn't have it that bad. What are you talking about? So,
and
you know, you just have to,
right.
you have to stand up for yourself. Don't let that take you back at all. I mean, I'm not going to say it wasn't hurtful, especially for the, you know, from the people that you kind of think you have in your corner, but it's okay.
Right.
It's how it is. Just keep on going. So those would be my two advice that I would give to
And no one can measure.
Yeah.
Right. And no one can measure your pain. I just want to say that. Nobody can tell you your experience wasn't painful or didn't affect you. Partner, I also want you to definitely talk about your new project. If you guys don't know, she just released. Well, I'm going to let you go ahead and do it. You guys, go ahead and talk about that project, because I really been wanting to ask you that.
Yeah, so I started a project called Poetry and Quotes, Volume 1. It's a series of love quotes, 50 of my best love quotes that I will cram up in. I call it booklets because it's a small book. It's only 60 pages. So I have poetry and quotes in there, and it's all about love. It's a wonderful Valentine's gift. It is a good gift for your partner. I think, and that's how I kind of seen it, like to read it together with your partner even. Like it's such a romantic way of showing love. Or buy your partner that book and say, hey, this is how I feel about you. This is my love for you.
Right.
Read it like that. And you can purchase it on Amazon.com. Just go there, type in my name, Tammy Lisa Carmen. My books will come up. I have the Kindle version, KDP, and the paperback. And, yeah, just do that.
Right.
You can also visit my website, of course, TammyLisaCarmen.org, which I don't have the links on my website yet, but you can go to Facebook, Poetry and Quotes by Tammy Lisa Carmen on my Facebook. Hit like, and I got links on there as well. So, yeah, go get my book. If you like poetry and quotes, if you are a hopeless romantic, you will enjoy it. Definitely.
Right, and don't wait till Valentine's Day. There's birthdays, there's anniversaries. If you love somebody, you show them that you love them. And I personally, I love for nothing gifts. So just for nothing, honey, this is some poetry for you. Get us some chocolates and some flowers. Don't let me tell y'all how to do it. Anyway, just get it, y'all. Get her, get support. I'm definitely gonna get. I'm gonna take a picture, and also. You know, hit our Facebook fan page and with a picture of her book and support, because what we do here on Artist Connection, we promote. We're artists, so we promote artists. We do it for the love.
Right.
We're not asking you guys to pay for anything. You know what I'm saying? So this is the one way that you would be supporting our show, supporting us, everything, okay? And with
right,
that, I'm
right.
done selling. Let's get back in.
Well, thank
some
you.
Real
and we are. We already 5 minutes left into the show, so I want to hear some more hot topics, and then we're going to play Zoe's song, as we promised at the beginning of the show. So handing the mic back to you, partner.
Right. You know what? What I'm going to do is y'all have to tune in next Thursday for more hot topics, because I'm going to just give you guys some really, really quick things that I wanted to tell y'all. I definitely want you guys to check out Shots Fired. It premiered. It's so awesome. I believe it's on NBC, but check your local listings just to make sure. Shots Fired with Shania Lathan. That show is awesome. They're tackling the police shootings and black versus white. They're tackling it in such a different way. What I love in the message is that they're telling you, if you keep focusing on race, we're in the same pit that we've been in. This needs to be about something bigger, a humanity. And I love it, and I'm pushing it, and it changed a lot of things of how I feel, you know, myself personally. You can't make it all about race. It's all about humanity. I love that part. Another thing I want to tell you guys is Joe, the singer Joe, he's back, y'all. He's back. I love this song. It came on, and I was just like, oh, my God, that good old 90s R&B feel. Check out Joe's Lean Into It, y'all. That is my song. That is my jam. I've been bumping that song. And also last thing, congratulations to Drake. His album, More Life, it landed at number one on Billboard Top 200. So good job.
Wow.
Great for artists. Great for people. Promote, you know, like partner said, if you're an artist, and we're going to keep doing it. And definitely congratulations to Zoe. We love him. He's an amazing poet. You guys definitely check him out and make sure you support his song. Thank y'all. That's all I got.
That's right. And then if you go to our Artist Connection page on Facebook, I just also posted the new Humble song by Kendrick Lamar. Definitely check that out.
Yes.
It's a good song. And his message to us women is very deep. Mm-hmm. And I love it. Just go on our Artist Connection page, please, and share it. It's a good song. We don't have enough rappers, I think, these days, hip-hop artists, that are
right.
As the Kendricks and, I want to say, the J. Coles. I love them, too.
Mm-hmm.
I embrace them. So
yes.
Now, as we promised, it's the end of the show. Thank you all for listening. We're going to be back next week with some good questions, and I got a good question for partner. You're going to love it. And I'm going to leave you guys with Zoe and his new single, I Think I Love Her. Ta-ta, I see you next week. Love you all.
Bye, y'all. Love y'all.
Hope I don't blow it. And if she loves me back, she don't show it. So love her, but she don't notice. I wanna tell her, but I don't blow. And if she loves me back, she don't show it. So hard to focus, cause she don't notice. Candy rain is falling, like a beautiful Vegas morning. I would not give up this yearning, I would not hear this calling. I'm a mess, just so appalling, but don't wanna be another pest, just starving. My pet bled when I wrote this, couldn't keep my lead, was in the margin. Girl, sorry for the barging, but it seems you got in my noggin. Trust a few from the inception, from the beginning, peek to James Darwin. Computer geek, locked out your login. I really truly ain't like this often. Over my head, swim, fish, and dolphin. In my waterbed, hope I don't fall in. I gotta be your man, it's important for you to understand how this taunting. It's pitiful, but you're completely undaunted. But this is so critical, this wanting. Another day scared to say something. What is my courage late, but now I lay storming. Cause you don't love me anyway. I'm in a fight with myself, and myself got me cornered. So it's psychological effects in a logical sense. Cause it's critical in my head, it's a hard thing to convince. Everybody know how I feel, except her. She can't see the truth, so the vision is a blur. A little food for your thoughts, for your pot, let it stir. Stir. OMG, woe is me, this shine. It's like God got me cursing, I swear. I want you, but I'm cautious. I want to be your man, be your song within your heart in a chorus. I need you, please hear me. I'll feed thee sincerely. Be near me, together we be perfect, flawless. I think I love her, she don't notice. I wanna tell her, hope I don't blow it. And if she loves me back, she don't show it. So hard to focus, cause she don't notice. I mean, what I gotta do?
Perk your ears up, cause it's going down. The Artist Connection, the hottest and coolest show in town. You came to the right place, cause on every episode they play songs from up and coming artists across the globe. The hottest in news, gossip, and current events. So just sit back, relax, don't need to be tense. They're here to tell your story, ain't trying to steal your glory. No matter the category, just let it dispense. From Blues to Prince, Tasha and Tammy, exquisite. So visit the airwaves they inhabit. To this will be tragic. So dismiss the show, cause that it fact that they have it. Two sisters whip like a rabbit, lifting your soul to heaven's attic. I know you're gonna be healed by all the magic revealed. So crystal clear and surreal, and no static. So yo, I'm glad you made the selection. We'd like to welcome you to the Artist Connection. Here we go. All up in your area, we all in your section. Tasha and Tammy, be the radio's best friend. Coming to you live, international vibe. Just wanna say, welcome to the Artist Connection. All up in your area, we all in your section. Tasha and Tammy, be the radio's best friend. Coming to you live, international vibe. Here we go.